the skin of the building, the idea behind the skin was to create a very smooth, almost like a complete glass shaft, which went from floor to top. We gently curved the corners to help reduce its mass and its form. And the glass skin rises, as I said, from ground level to the top, culminating in a crown at the top, which is illuminated at night. Again, we wanted to be as subtle as we could be on the skyline. We did not want to shout, but we also wanted to show the bank's presence. And behind that glass screen at the top is the all the major heat rejection units at the top of the building. And there's a very simple cowl where they reject their heat either above and within that cowl system, which is like a screen, the air is brought in to also aid that cooling process. One of the major plant floors is just above the podium level, and it's very carefully screened with a series of glass louvers, so you can't see the plant floor as itself. The skin also has a series of fritz layers on it to again help or reduce the solar gain within the glass. And this is a series of printing ceramic dots on the back face of the glass, and this helps reflect the solar gain and the heat which you can get building up within the facade system. It also has a series of what we call sash blinds, which are fixed blinds within the inside of the glass wall. These are operated, manually operated, so they can be lifted up or down or tilted, so they allow light in, but they reduce glare within the office floor plates.